This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But we got Jake Murren behind the glassy knoll on the board.
Yes.
And, of course, behind the glassy knoll there, doing some producing. We got Meredith Kane on the 2020s and whatnot. But it is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. And my guy, Jonathan Peterlin, is back. What's up, buddy?
Hello. How are you?
I am in ecstasy.
I know. I can tell.
I've had so much fun.
It's funny, like, you came in today, and usually when I'm gone for a couple days or when you're gone for a couple days, we'll kind of recap what the people that filled in did and what we liked and didn't like, because we're just trying to see for the future how everything can be better and at its best, right? And I'm like, well, so how did Jake do yesterday? And you're like, Jake, that was the best we've heard, Jake.
Yeah.
That was it. And I'm like, wow, really? He did it that good of a show? He's like, I loved the show that Jake did. And I thought to myself, I'm like, why did he love that show so much? I didn't hear any of it, mind you, because I was busy traveling and in and out, and it was what it was. But I did catch some things on the internet. And then I saw you pissed off the entire city of Pittsburgh, as you described in the beginning of it. I go, oh, that's why he liked the show so much.
I just thought it was...
I go, that's what happened.
I like when your number one retort to my point about your best player acting like a whiny bee... Your number one retort is, what about Myles Garrett? Yeah, the guy that I slammed for 6 months for acting like a chotch.
Well, so when I heard the video, that's what I instinctively thought. And as I scroll through the reply section, I'm like, they didn't listen to the show at all for the previous stretch where you've been more critical of Myles than just about anybody.
Yeah, so like the funny thing about this is, like, Myles has exhibited diva traits, and it annoys the living crap out of me. Cause you're a trench guy. You're one of the hog mollies on the defensive side of the ball. You're a great pass rusher. I don't like diva attitude. Well, listen, we tolerate it with the skill playing positions. Wide
receivers. It's expected there. Yeah, it's expected.
Yeah, it's expected. But like the fact that now two of the generational pass rushers, two guys who are obvious Hall of Famers, and it's not even a discussion, Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, probably what tipped me off so much about TJ being a whiny little brat who cares that much about individual accolades and any sort of appearance he might be better than Myles Garrett, the whole reason it annoyed me is it just reminded me of what annoys me about Myles. Right?
It's like the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other.
Yes. Like, listen, and listen, it's not just, even Micah Parsons has some diva-esque trends.
That's what I was thinking. I instantly went to Parsons after that. And then I went to Max Crosby before that.
He was like, you can't be the toughest SOB in the room. You can't be a name taker and an ass kicker and then no show the NFL honors and then tweet after Myles Garrett won. It's nothing I'm not used to. When you've won multiple NFL Defensive Player of the Year awards, he acts like he has been, you know, that he has been shut out of every award ever when he was just mad that somebody else won. And here's the thing, TJ, you can make a case that TJ deserved to win the Defensive Player of the Year award that year. That's fine.
Yeah, there were people that did.
And there's no problem. But here's the thing, on any given year, there's five guys that can make the case. To be, so the fact that you're in the five conversation, that should be the focal point. The focal point should be every year I'm in that conversation, and two of the X amount of years I've been there, I've won it. Like caring about awards that are subject to narrative and voting by people who don't play the sport is maybe the biggest missing the plot thing an athlete could do. And a guy who I thought was all about football turned out to be a lot about himself. Which again reflected back on my frustration with some of the things we do with Miles.
I just thought it was funny because in very similar in the Miles fashion is that the moment that Miles signed the extension and had the press conference with the dinosaurs and all the fun party vibes.
Which was still wildly embarrassing with the dinosaur thing.
But then every Browns fan came out and was like, we love Miles Garrett. And yep. Then he gets standing ovations at Cavs games and everything like that. And he's just back to being the Miles Garrett that we all know and love. And the same thing happened with TJ Watt. Like, you can't pretend we didn't hear for 2 months every Pittsburgh fan debating within other Pittsburgh fans about whether or not they even wanted the guy. Whether it made financial sense, whether he's even good past this season, like all these other things. You guys argue with amongst yourself, and now all of a sudden you're all band of brothers. What you did is you grouped them all together. You got them all on one side now. And so now
you're
welcome. Yeah, really, they should send you like an edible arrangement or something.
They
all collectively get to hate you instead of hating each other and themselves.
Can I get a rating share? Like you get your bonus. Like, I gave you free content.
You want Donnie Football to break off a piece of the share at the afternoons or what?
I don't think Donnie's getting that. I think maybe the hosts are. Okay. I want the host too. But like,
they didn't share the video. But it's not on them.
But it's funny. Like the show that went the hardest at me for all of this at 93.7 was their midday show today. Their version of Baskin and Phelps. That I don't mean that in a negative way for anybody. Just getting that one out of the way. But. They were doing the same thing that you're talking about. Okay. Whereas, well, what about Miles? It's like, and talking about I've united Pittsburgh. So not only...
Oh, they said you united Pittsburgh too?
Not only have I given you...
At least we're reading it the same way.
A day's worth of content. You're welcome. Check is in the mail. I've united you? I'm some sort of kingmaker that just with one explosive outburst, I can get all of you dunderheads to be on the same page?
Dunderheads.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need a little bit more than some of this bonus check.
Well, they're not giving you that.
Well, no, of course.
We know that's not happening. And
can I get a honey-baked ham?
Conversely, if they gave us a day's worth of content, I'm not giving them any of our bonus checks either. That's just how that works.
No, but I send like a very nice text of like, hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But I do think that is part of it, because remember when Miles signed his extension, there was a lot of people that just all of a sudden immediately took back all the negative things they said or all the mean things they said. And that's what Pittsburgh fans are currently dealing with right now, too. They're taking back all the things they said for the previous couple months about TJ Watt and what happened in the back half of last season, how selfish he is. Should we trade him to Detroit for picks X, Y, and Z, all these other little things. They're just taking it back right now, and you got to unite them a little bit, which is nice.
216-474-0092. What do our friends at 93.7 The Fan, and honestly, Yinzer Nation, what do they owe me? Hey, no. We're a team. What do they owe us?
I wasn't here yesterday. They don't owe us anything.
But you know what? By the way,
if anything,
that's the only thing I did feel bad about is Jake got called a lot of things because he was just in a frame with me.
Oh, for sure. Well, and then I was thinking about it too. I'm like, wait, it actually kind of made me feel nice because they just lumped you two together as looking as like the most two unathletic people in the world. And I'm like, when I'm there, they don't say those comments. And I look just as unathletic as Jake does. I don't know what happened here.
Also, in a town that really loves trench warfare, I should be the pinnacle of your athletic outlook, right? Like, just because I'm fat doesn't mean I'm not athletic. And the Steelers have proven that, and the Browns too, and that O-linemen tend to be some of the most athletic cats in the world.
Yeah.
Same thing with the defensive tackles, the hog mollies.
I think they understand that if they wanted to get to the Nick's fat column of things, they had to get at you a long time ago.
Like when I was 12?
That would be tough if all of a sudden you looked at it and was like, oh, wow, these replies think I'm a little big. Is this true? Is this something I need to be focusing on?
Okay, two things. The only two rebuttals they had were Miles Garrett or you're fat. And I'm like, man, you guys really, really do not know what is going to hit me in any way. Because I call myself fat more than anyone else around me. And I just, honestly, the powers of observation. If the only thing you can get to is he's fat, gotta say, you're proving the moronic inbred opinion I have of most Yinzers pretty true if the only thing you can do is he's fat. Ha ha ha. I did.
Yeah, and Jake was also wearing a black shirt too. By the way, it was a very
slimming look. Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty good.
I also think
I was like, if that's fat, I got a real problem.
There were a couple guys that really focused in on my moves.
I would have gone after the emo haircut that Jake's currently rocking if I was doing anything, but nobody touched on that. I don't know why.
The beard's looking a little ungainly.
You wanted to go after the moobs? That's what you want?
No. There were people.
Here's how you get me next time, guys.
No, there were people who focused on that. Like, nice, whatever you want to insert there. And I was like, man, you must be really lonely. If you're checking out my man rack, I gotta say, I know the male loneliness epidemic is a very real thing, but the amount of male yinzers that commented on my chesticles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
And by the way, called him juicy. I'm like, ooh.
Juicy.
You are lonely. You have not sniffed the scent of any woman, let alone an attractive woman, in a hot minute. If you're describing anything I got going on as juicy, like, buddy,
I would never describe another male in general as juicy in any sort of way.
There's some hair on there.
I don't think I'd describe a female as juicy either. Like, I just wouldn't use the term juicy.
I mean, but I think if you described a woman as juicy, even though it'd be like, okay, that's not great.
I don't think I would.
It would at least be understandable. Another man's body is juicy. Like,
well, remember growing up, they used to
have... You can't handle this juice. It will give you diabetes.
They used to have the sweatpants that women would wear all the time, and it had juicy right on the ass.
Yeah.
That was real branding.
Wow. The best one was anything that has half a word on one cheek and half on the other, just for any sort of anything. Because it's like, okay, that's commitment to the bit. Like, if you're going to follow reading the whole thing, that's a special level. So maybe I should just get juicy shirts made and just put them across the broad chest here that I have. Just for Yinzer fans who really, really wanted to look at them. Really wanted to peek there at what your boy's rocking.
So I'm curious if the momentum continues into today and maybe even to the weekend as far as your comments are concerned, because I think they're starting to have, Steelers fans are, they're starting to have the realization that it's sunk in that the top six players all on their team are all defensive players as far as cash per year value. And that's not really how you build a roster in today's NFL.
I also think the amount of Steelers...
Maybe pay some offensive players.
The one way that I've really helped them is I've distracted them from the fact that you're paying... It's really effectively a four-year deal because it's a three-year extension on the 1 year he's got. You're going to be paying 35-year-old TJ Watt $41 million a year for an ownership group that does not like to move money around. So whereas the Browns, I can justify paying 29-year-old Miles X amount of money going, because at some point it's like, well, yeah, if this doesn't work out, we'll just shuffle the deck financially and we'll find a way to get through it. It's literally what they're doing with Deshaun Watson, the biggest mistake in NFL history. They're not going to do that. If this thing goes, you know what's up. Nick Wilson's chesticles up. Mm-hmm. If that's where this goes, you're going to be eating that in real time for 3 years, and it will hold you. It might be the thing that forces you to actually do a rebuild.
Well, and they're continued to be tied to this being a defensive team the way they've tried to do it for the previous 4 or 5 years. And like, they just spent all their money on that side. It's like, guys, it's an offensive league. What are you doing?
216-474-0092.
That's the other funny part about this, by the way, is that you've been like the most pro Steelers offseason guy that we have at the station.
At five, Jake and I in the lead got into a Donnybrook.
Like, I've yelled at you about the Steelers and me yelling about how much I think they're going to stink, and you're like, Aaron Rodgers, pretty good.
Jake is the nicest kid in the world, and I had him frothing at the mouth because I was like, a lot of people keep giving the Browns kudos for a quarterback plan that might never come to fruition. And there actually is a quarterback plan that I think will work this year in Pittsburgh, and people are snarking about it. Like, Tyler Dunn, like, I mean, just lambasted the Steelers organization,
yeah,
and their quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, an upgrade over Russell Wilson, and he's like, the Browns really got it. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the bridge to 2026, they really got it. Like, I have been kinder to the Steelers than anyone else, mm-hmm, except T.J. Watt, which Wawa Watt, as he's now known,
yeah,
who, as everybody knows, is a big old crybaby because he just can't handle Miles just getting a little bit more than him and just being a big old man. Now, what does Pittsburgh owe me?
Oh, no, he's going to do the baby voice all the time now, isn't he? Jake, did we sign ourselves up for baby voice all the time? Is that what happened, Jake?
Jake's half eating.
He's eating right now. Dynamite, wait, I'm really happy I went to you there, Jake.
Yeah.
Don't worry. No, finish your bite and then get back to us whenever you can. You get back to us. Don't you worry.
We got quick hits coming up at 2:40, and we do have Bryant McFadden. He'll play a little taste of the TJ Watt melodrama for him. At 4, we will get his take. CBS Sports NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion on TJ Watt getting extended. The Browns offseason. Joe Noga of Cleveland.com as the Guardians' second half of the season gets underway tonight against the A's. You've got a 7-game homestand here from the A's to the O's. Can the Guardians take advantage of that? That's coming up with Joe at 5:20 of Cleveland.com, and so much more. But there is a central question, an essential question we have to ask ourselves about the Browns offseason. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.